It's Monday, May 4th, 2020, and I'm Dave Soap. Three things to know today. Salesforce's new features and what we can take from them, ransomware and the SEC, and Microsoft's Windows 10X refocuses. This is the Business of Tech. From reporting in Axios, Salesforce is announcing new products today to help businesses navigate reopening during a pandemic, tackling newly necessary tasks like scheduling office workers and shifts, managing employee health, and handling emergency responses. Some more specifics of those features: a Work.com Command Center dashboard where businesses can assess their readiness across locations, merging internal data, survey information, and public data. A suite of emergency response management products designed for tasks including contact tracing. It was built in collaboration with Accenture, and the set of tools is aimed at public health institutions, government agencies, and businesses. An employee wellness check system designed to let companies query and monitor the health of employees and visitors to make informed decisions on opening and closing offices. A shift management system that helps business leaders figure out how to reduce density, schedule breaks, and reduce other bottlenecks so employees can safely return to work. These are new paid features to the products, with prices from $5 to $50 per user per month. So why do we care? Here they come. New products and features specifically focused on the reality of work in the new reality. I'm expecting many more to come. We can see what Salesforce is focused on: changes to work and shifts, employee wellness, contact tracing, and work location status. I'd be remiss if I didn't observe the consulting opportunity for Salesforce implementers, but this also gives insights in general for the kinds of features businesses are looking for. Ransomware is now a factor in documents filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. ZDNet has dug into the data, finding more than 1,000 documents mentioning ransomware as a risk factor in the last 12 months alone. Some of the companies who've listed that risk, examples like Alphabet, American Airlines, McDonald's, Tupperware, and Pluralsight. The reasons? There are three. First, the SEC published formal guidance in February 2018 asking companies to improve their disclosure of cybersecurity risks. Second is the overall cybercrime trend. And third is the increase in cost. Coveware is reporting the average cost is around $110,000 for decryption, and Coalition is reporting the average cost for recovery is around $210,000. And those are just averages. Why do we care? I cover a lot of ransomware and security stories on this show, and a lot of that has to do with the escalation pattern. This feels like one more data point on that escalation, and shows the significant security risks being planned for by these businesses. Useful data for discussions of the threats with customers. Microsoft has confirmed that it is planning to refocus Windows 10X on single-screen devices. Originally unveiled last year, the variant was focused on dual-screen devices. In April, Microsoft changed direction and today announced that new focus, citing the COVID-19 pandemic changing users' buying habits. Windows 10X features a modified user interface focused on context-specific interactions, or postures, removes live tiles from the start menu, and uses container technology to run Win32 software. Why do we care? I worry about customer confusion on multiple versions of Windows, but that isn't necessarily anything new. I wonder if this will really be successful, or if this version will simply merge back into the main thread. That is pure speculation from me. But with the single-screen push, I wonder how much this will really be needed to differentiate. Today's episode is brought to you by CryptoStopper. As you can see all too frequently, ransomware continues to bypass antivirus and malware protection. And backups will only help you clean up the mess. That is, if they haven't wiped out during the attack. CryptoStopper is specifically designed to add a layer of protection beyond antivirus and anti-malware by detecting and stopping actively running ransomware on a network in less than a second. It uses bait files to detect and stop ransomware and runs parallel to and as part of your current security stack. Add CryptoStopper as protection to an unavoidable threat, differentiating your service offering and allowing you to secure your customers and their trust. For more information or to get a 4-month free trial, visit getcryptostopper.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.